you again very much. In which case, I think we're ready to move on. Kiernan.
I'll just give you a quick overview of February's breakout sessions and then turn it over to all of you for discussion. So in February, the Council discussed ASAF, ASAF's role, and then the effect on the AC's role. Now, during the breakout sessions, Advisory Council members were asked to discuss three questions. That was whether the Advisory Council's mandate was still clear and appropriate, whether ASAF's mandate is clear and appropriate, and then finally, whether there should be any modifications to the way the Advisory Council works in order to better complement its role alongside that of ASAF. Coming back from the breakout sessions, the general theme was that the role of the AC is, in fact, clear and appropriate. However, there was a bit of concern about ASAF's role in that it was vague, and also the Advisory Council members wanted to emphasize that ASAF's role should be seen to be technical, and there was also the comment that perhaps what is technical should be clearly defined, so it's well understood by both parties. It was also noted that transparency is important, and there was the suggestion that the AC be informed of the ASAF's activities in order to avoid the possibility of scope creep. And then it was also noted that some organizations may be represented on both the Advisory Council and ASAF. However, members determined that this would be acceptable because of the stark differentiation between the two groups. It was also considered that there wasn't a need to change the composition of the Advisory Council due to ASAF, again, because of the difference in the scope of the goals of each group. So the questions, and I'm sure Paul will add to these, that might start the discussion off is, first, if there are any lingering concerns about whether the role of ASAF is well-defined and distinct from that of the AC. And then also, in light of discussions, are there any remaining concerns about whether an organization can be effectively represented on both bodies?
Kiernan, I guess we're doing this, as you know, our commitment to you is to bring back matters we've discussed before to see if we've responded to them or whether there are remaining issues that you're not satisfied with and want explored further. As you know, we have discussed at this meeting, we've had reports back on ASAF, we've had the breakouts on our own role and composition. We have Ann's group who will meet to explore some of those issues further. So the question I think we're putting to you is that sufficient response for the moment? I might add one of the takeaways I had from the discussion earlier today. I think it was Yale who made the suggestion that perhaps in something like 2 years' time there would be a collective assessment of how we're doing and how ASAF is doing and the interaction of the two. So I would add that to the mix. But with that understanding, are you content, or are there other things that you want us to explore? Francis?
I'm fine with the conclusions and the summary, but I'm actually a bit commenting on the process here, because particularly in this case, it would have been more helpful if that, let's say, this, the summary of the breakout sessions in February would have been communicated to this council, let's say, a couple of weeks ago, before this council meeting. So I would encourage to have this type of communication, let's say, not particularly not at the end of the meeting, but at least before the meeting or at least at the start of the meeting.
And that is our normal practice, friends. Normally the summaries are posted to our website well in advance of the meeting. So We did have a transitional problem this year with the unexpected change of staff, but your point is quite valid. All right, are we content with that? And I think what that reaffirms is the usefulness of having the summaries of the breakout discussions, and we will follow that drill. I think the usual practice is we give the discussion leaders an opportunity to review a draft and make sure they're comfortable with their piece, and then we post it for your general reference. Anything else that members would like to raise in public session? Before closing the public session, I'd like to just take a moment or two to recap the takeaways that from the various discussions. I will follow the usual practice of preparing a report and circulating it to you in draft. We had the usual updates. I don't intend to highlight anything from those updates, but in conjunction with the discussions we had about the role and composition of the council, I think one of the things on our to-do list is to consider if we're making best use of that first 3 hours or so of the day. And we'll come back on that. But that was one of the things that I observed. The point was raised that in the course of the update, there was mention of the proposal to create a joint implementation group to assist in the transition to the new joint revenue recognition standard. The sense was that the council thought on balance that was an appropriate thing to do, but that it has to be approached cautiously such that it does not take on unwarranted authority and be misconstrued as providing authoritative guidance when that is not the intention. The question of going concern issues and the acknowledgement that the IASB and others are working on that front was noted, and I think we took comfort from the assurance given us by staff that that issue was being brought to the board. I think it was said probably in September, which would seem to dovetail with the initiatives on other fronts. In terms of the IFRS profiles, we were keen. In some respects, we had prodded the foundation staff to do this to begin with. So I think we were pleased with the prospect that there might be 185 or so of these by year's end, some expressing doubt as to whether a bound volume would add much value and might be out of date by the time it was issued. But on the other hand, making the information known and communicated, it is important, not just to park it on a website and assume that everyone monitors our website on a day-to-day basis. Conceptual framework, I think it was consistent with what we've discussed before. I think council members were comfortable with the single comprehensive package rather than the phased chapter-by-chapter approach. Marker was put down that there are still some reservations about whether stewardship, prudence, liability are given sufficient acknowledgement. I think they're there, but perhaps not teased out the way that some might like. On the IFRS for SMEs, I think we had very clear and strong consensus that it would not be wise to make that system available to publicly accountable entities, that the need for stability in that sector is particularly important, which argues really for keeping it as a separate, independent platform, that 3 years in the global standard-setting life is barely time for lunch, that perhaps a somewhat longer cycle might be more appropriate. And on the other hand, individual standards could be evaluated on a case-by-case basis as to whether a faster track might be appropriate. The post-implementation reviews, I think our sense was support for the process and the worth of them, that perhaps given a relative lack of activity on the M&A front in recent years, that going to the full PIR timing might be reconsidered, and I think, Ian, you indicated that that would be the case, but that the first step of the request for information and whatnot would be worth doing now, so that was proceeding ahead. And that in terms of coordinating this and other reviews with other standard setters who have converged standards, sensitive to the issue, doing the best we can, but the processes are different, and that limits the possibilities for doing it jointly. Then on the ASAF, I think our sense is that we maintain a watching brief with keen interest, and that we will aim to have a more comprehensive review of us and them and the interaction of the two, probably in 2 years' time, but we'll put the marker down. I'm not going to review what we've done on the role and composition. Yeah, I think you can take that as a given that I'm absolutely confident that Ann will deliver and on schedule. That on the question of our role and composition, that ties in with Ann's project. The very specific question of whether we ought to merge this group with the XBRL Advisory Council, I think really translated more into a doubt as to whether there is a need for an advisory council function per se, specific to XBRL, and that we're not really in a position to evaluate that, but that there was a concern that there might be two separate bodies if their mandate is to advise the ISB on improvements in financial reporting. Financial reporting is our mandate. But beyond that, my sense is that we certainly, none of us were supporting an immediate merger, and I think it's as much a request, perhaps, for more analysis as to exactly what the XBRL Advisory Council has been doing and whether that's still added value given other the decision to move the XBRL function directly under the ISB. Those were my main observations. I'll try to capture them and others in my report, but I pause here. Is that off the mark in terms of your understanding? Charles?
Paul, I have complete agreement with your summary. I just wanted to raise something that came out of the user group discussion this morning, in that we were really reminded that the work on the conceptual framework is without a doubt the most significant project that the ISB is doing, and in a sense will set the platform for standard setting for probably the next 20 or 30 years. And therefore it is really crucial that when the discussion paper goes out, that the board gets the maximum amount of input and commentary. And whilst the discussion this morning was focused very much on the user group, and the user group is always very challenging in terms of getting them involved and commenting, I think the fact remains that it is worth highlighting that this is a really important piece of work that the board is doing. And anything that we can do and any ideas that people have with regard to reaching the user group, and there were some comments made this morning that were noted by the board members there, I just think it's worth emphasising that point, that it is such an important project that the board really needs to get the maximum amount of feedback.
Thank you, Charles. Any other comments, questions? All right. If there are none, I will close the public session. There are just a few points that I would like to raise in closed session.